Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, I'm your host, Janice Pinnell. Welcome to Beauty Talk for today, Sunday, September 28th. We're excited about tonight's show. We have a couple of our friends on the line who's going to come and talk about their products. We have a couple of new friends on the line as well that's going to talk about their products tonight as well. So I just want everybody to know, because I see the phone lines lighting up, if you have a comment or a question, make sure you press the option, I believe it's option number one, to speak with the host. So make sure you push the option to speak with the host if you have a question or a comment. There's no beauty news tonight because we feel like everything we're talking about tonight is news. Some of this is new to some of us, so we're just going to jump right into the show. And up first, Elvin Myers, he's an Atlanta-based makeup artist, and he's going to talk about the KM Black Velvet Powder Puff. Now, I was on YouTube today, and I'm excited about this product. Welcome to the show, Elvin.
Hi, how are you?
How are you? Pretty good. How are you?
I'm pretty good. I'm so excited to be on the show, Janice. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. When you told me about your product, I was excited because I was like, oh my God, that sounds like that's something that's needed. But when I went on YouTube today and I saw
Absolutely.
That video out there,
Absolutely.
That powder puff is more than I thought it was.
Yeah, it fools everybody. Like, they think it's just a powder puff, but it's so, so dynamic, multidimensional. There's so many uses for it that it's just amazing. I'm really proud of that, Denise.
Well, let's back up a little bit. First, I want you to introduce yourself to our audience and just give us an idea of who you are, what you've been doing, and then what made you create this product? Because you had to have done it out of a need.
Well, absolutely. My name, of course, is Kelvin Myers. I am an Atlanta-based makeup artist, international makeup artist, and I have been doing makeup for 14 years. I've worked for some of the major brands in cosmetics, and just recently, 3 years ago, I decided to step out and become an independent artist because I wanted to do more TV. I wanted to do more print. And I was an education executive working 4 states, 32 different stores, so my availability was just so limited. So once I stepped out to do my own thing and, become an independent artist, one of my first major clients were the Braxtons. And we just have had such an amazing, amazing journey. But it was Toni Braxton that really, really motivated me to create something like this KM Black Velvet Powder Puff.
Mm-hmm. Was it because she didn't want you to touch her while you were doing her makeup? Or, a lot of clients had that issue.
Absolutely. And of course, I'm sure most of us know Toni has lupus. And so she's just very, very careful about germs and, and things of that nature. So she would always cringe if I accidentally touched her face. And I'm such a finger type person when I'm applying makeup. And so I had to come up with something that was going to make her comfortable, but yet be useful for me in more than one way. Something that I could use not just for Toni, but for all of my clients. And the Black Velvet Powder Puff, I've been saying for years, the Black Velvet Powder Puff is a modern twist to Powder Puffs. Powder Puffs are nothing new. We've been doing that since the Hollywood days, old Hollywood days. But those puffs were typically velour. This puff is not only black, but it is 100% still velvet.
What was going through your mind when you designed it? Because it's not your typical round powder puff.
Absolutely. When, you know, I realized when we use regular powder puffs, we end up bending them and turning them all types of ways. And then also when you're using a white, it's so messy looking and they just don't look clean. And, you know, and of course we know that's the life of being a makeup artist, but the black has no color, you know. And again, this powder puff is amazing. I thought about it. I was like, listen, everybody doesn't do TV makeup, but I want to make something that's also going to be great for the average everyday woman who just wants to wear makeup. So this applies a very sheer application of powder, but it can go to a full coverage. It can build. It can clean up messes. You know, it's just amazing. They are rectangular shapes. So there's a one finger and a two finger. And it allows you to get into all the little corners, all the little valleys. It's just amazing.
Do you have a suggested finger that you would put in, your one finger or your two finger, or is it just whatever is comfortable for the person using?
Well, of course, you know, I try not to put too many rules on things, but I like it on the ring finger most.
Okay.
But when you're applying, you're doing eyeshadow, you put it on your pinky, so you still get that leverage, and you know, and you can still blend without actually touching the client's face.
Right. And I mentioned the YouTube video. I was looking at YouTube and Vimeo, and I saw the video. But in the video, you were, I can't remember what finger you had it on, but you were actually applying powder under the eye with it.
Absolutely. That's what I'm saying. It can give you a sheer application where you're not applying too much powder. We all know that you don't want to apply too much powder under the eye because that can accentuate lines. But it can give you a sheer application. But what I love about it is that it places that powder so it does not move, so that concealer does not move. And it blends amazing. You're pressing it in, you're tapping, and you're pulling until it blends.
Mm-hmm. You know, when you told me about it, I was just thinking, okay, this is great for something just so that, you know, because I'm always trying my best not to touch anybody's face. So I was thinking, okay, this is perfect, because I know back in my, and I know you've had experience with Bobbi Brown as well, but back in my Bobbi Brown days, you know, they used to give us those powder puffs with the band on it so that you kind of like put it over your hand so that you can kind of work and still be able to almost rest your hand or finger against the person's face if it's on the puff.
Absolutely.
But, you know, so I've even worked with clients who don't even like that. Not too many of them, but had one or two who really just don't want you to touch them at all because they think that all of the product is going to come off. But what are some of your clients saying about it now that you have this product? What are they saying?
Let me tell you what they're saying. They absolutely love it. Like, they keep coming back, like, even when I'm not with them, and they're doing their makeup. Makeup artists who absolutely love it, and they come back thinking, you know what, a great invention, and people are loving it.
Calvin, we kind of missed some of that. You were going in and out. Can you repeat that?
Yes, I was saying that a lot of my clients, you know, of course, are, you know, TV celebrities, and they take the powder puff with them even when I'm not available to go with them. And usually when they're using it and someone else sees it, they're asking about it. Then somehow or another, they'll come back and say, Calvin, I need another one because somebody stole it. So I've gotten that story so many times.
Wow.
I need another one of those puffs. You know, every time I get around those other girls, you know, they take my puff. Or I've had makeup artists who I've just, you know, when I first started the prototypes before I started selling them, I just gave them to several makeup artists in the city, and they absolutely love it. And they tell me the same story, like, oh my gosh, I was on set and somebody took my puff. I need another one. So I was like, okay, this is really good. I think this can catch on. I think that this is definitely a very innovative tool that will make your life a little bit easier. And I'm just a big fan of creating and, you know, and really being innovative and pushing the envelope.
Right. Well, I think it's a very unique product, unique design. I'm sure you've had some comparisons to some other things. How is your puff very similar to, like, for instance, the Beauty Blender? I know you don't apply foundation with your puff, but are there any similarities to the Beauty Blender?
There are similarities. Typically, you know, of course, Janice, when we are doing, you know, TV media, not only do you highlight and contour and blend, you know, with your foundation and with your brushes, but then when you set it with powder, you want to blend. You want that contour to be blended seamlessly. It definitely does. It definitely does that. And for the average working woman who just wants to touch up and absorb a little bit of oil throughout the day, it does that. You know, it's just, I did some research because I wanted something, you know, that would also be durable. So, you know, on the inside we have, you know, 100% Egyptian cotton. We have bamboo matting on the inside. It is handmade here in the USA. It's just an awesome product. It also comes in a black velvet little pouch. So it makes it very convenient. You can put your powder puff in there, your lipstick or your lip gloss, you know, anything that you need to touch up your compact, you can put it inside there and then drop it in your handbag or your purse and keep it moving.
Good to go. Now, important question, how do you clean it?
You can clean it a couple of different ways. What I love about it is you can put it in your washing machine and put it on gentle cycle, throw it in your dryer. You know, you can clean it with makeup remover, whatever you want to do. Now, of course, when you clean it with makeup remover, you have to let it kind of dry a little bit. But I love, like, at the end of a long day for me, I love to just put it in the washing machine with a little color-treated shampoo and dry, throw it in the dryer, and it's, like, brand new.
Good to go. Wow.
Yeah, so you got to get your Black Velvet Powder Puff. It's definitely a must-have. I love the Beauty Blender, but absolutely that's a sponge. What I like about the Black Velvet is that you're not losing product.
Right.
You're not soaking up product. You are applying. You're getting the most out of the product that you're using.
Well, how much does it retail for?
The one finger retails for $9.95. The two finger retails for $14.95. And you can purchase your KM Black Velvet Powder Puff at www.kelvinmeyers.com.
All right, I can't wait to get my hands on a couple. When I saw that video, I was excited.
Absolutely. And, you know, you got to get several. And I will tell you that another major motivation for me doing this is I, for a little while, was a vacation swing for The Lion King, the Gazelle Tour, and we used powder puffs so much. And those powder puffs would hang on to the powder. You know, they were velour. And so that's what I said. I said, you know what, let's test this and see what a real velvet. And I tried several different types of velvet first. Like there's cotton, there's rayon, and then the silk was just the best, most flawless application.
Nice. Spell your name so that people have it right.
Yes, no problem. It is KEL, V as in Victor, INMYERS. And you can check me out on my YouTube channel. You can look at my Instagram page, and that is I Am Kelvin Meyers. And there's some videos on there as well. My clients from Married to Medicine have all gotten together, and really they love it. And we've created a little commercial for it, and they just absolutely are big supporters of that Black KM Powder Puff.
All right. Well, I know I am going to be absolutely one. So look for my order. Well, thank you so much, Calvin, for joining us. You're always welcome to stay on the line and listen to the show. But I just wanted to make sure we brought you in to talk about your product. I'm excited about it. Can't wait to get my hands on it. And hopefully, again, it's kelvinmeyers.com, KELVINMYERS.com. And it's the KM Black Velvet Powder Puff. Oh, but before you go, tell us one last thing. What is beauty to you?
What is beauty to me? Beauty is being empowered by who you are and what you are, knowing who you are and being able to exemplify from the inside out.
So,
excellent.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you so much, Janice.
All right, you're welcome. Thanks for joining us. Kev, Ms. Patrice Coleman.
Hello.
Hi, Patrice. How are you?
Hi, I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
Great.
Good.
Thank you for joining us tonight.
Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Now I'm going to tell you to do the same thing that I asked Calvin to do, and that's just to introduce yourself and let everyone know who you are, and then what inspired you to create your product.
Well, I am an Atlanta-based makeup artist. I've done makeup here for many, many years. I got my start really doing print advertising and commercials, and I traveled with a runway fashion troupe. And eventually I branched out into television and film. And then, of course, I had celebrity performers that I work with. So my background is pretty broad. I've done some of the department store counter work. So I've had a lot of experience in a lot of different areas. And that's pretty much what inspired me to make my product, the DeBlot cosmetic palette, the mixing palette.
Cool. So tell us, just the whole creation of it all. How did it come about?
Well, really, just from working in all these different areas, a lot of times when you're on set or when you're backstage working with a lot of people and you're moving quickly and you're in situations where you don't want to double dip, but you're juggling all your products and you've got your set bag and you've got a million people that you're trying to make up, or you may just have one person you're trying to make up, but you're trying to do quick changes. You need, you know, oftentimes we generally work off of some type of mixing palette, something, either it's glass or it's stainless steel. It generally sits on the counter. And we also work with artist palette paper that usually comes in a fairly large pad. So it's great when you're working at your station or when you're in the trailer, but when you're on the go, it's difficult using a palette that's large like that, particularly when you're holding and juggling your products and you're trying to do it quickly without dropping anything and you don't want to double dip. And there's nothing worse to me than seeing people put product on the back of their hand.
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
You know, and a lot of people do it, and I know it's convenient, and people say, well, I use hand sanitizer. That's all well and good, but when it really comes down to it, there is definitely a cringe factor that goes on. People do not want to see you putting product on your body and then applying it to them.
You know, especially working in film and television, I don't know what it is. I mean, you can work with, you know, music artists, you can work with models, but there's one thing about an actor, they are so funny about you putting stuff on with your fingers or putting stuff on the back of your hands, so you really have to be careful about that. So that's what's so great about this product.
Thank you. I definitely thought about it. A lot of thought went into it, and because my background is so diverse and I've worked under so many different types of conditions, be it outside in the cold when you have on more clothes than you can imagine, you know, out in the heat, in the rain, you know, working with one specific actor or model, or if you're doing background for hundreds of people, there is, you know, all these different things came into my mind when I was creating the product. And actually, when I first started out, there was another product that I have in development, and it had to kind of go on the back burner because there were some issues that I was trying to work out. But in the meantime, I was so frustrated because I was really anxious for it to come out. I actually had a dream about this product. So I said, well, I'm going to go on and do this first, and I'll have the other one come out later. So, yeah, so basically, like I said, I thought of all these different things, and having the product actually be mounted on your hand with a strap that is not stretchy. It attaches to two fingers. You can put it on your index and middle finger. You can put it on your middle finger and your ring finger. Sometimes you'll have it on the inside of your hand, on your thumb. It's ambidextrous. It's stainless steel. You have the feel of it being on your hand without actually putting product on your hand. So as you're working, the palette is close to the face without extending over your finger. So, you know, there's no threat of cutting anybody or anything like that. So it also is great in terms of special effects. There are lots of effects people that really, when they're working with adhesives and blood, the palette comes, you can use it with or without a paper pad that I've designed to go with it. Like I told you earlier, we always use those artist palette papers. Well,
right.
But they're cumbersome for a touch-up on set. So I created a small pad that can attach to the metal palette. So you can apply your cream, foundations, and adhesives, lipsticks, glosses, concealers, whatever cream product you're using, you can apply it right directly on the paper, or you can apply it directly to the stainless steel metal palette.
But, let me ask you about the papers. Now the papers, do they have a little sticky thing on the back, or can
they
be placed on the hand? So you can actually, if you didn't have the palette, or, you know, you could actually place that paper on your hand as well, just by
you
itself.
You could do that, but, you know, over time it's not going to stay. But the tape on the back is very sticky. So once I use it on the metal palette, I don't take it off until it's used up. And a lot of times, because it is so sticky, it kind of leaves a residue. So sometimes I like working with the paper. Sometimes I like working without the paper. So I'll usually have two. And I work, you know, with either or. And another feature that I came up with for the paper is it's bound on three sides, so it's flat proof. So as you're working, your paper's not flying around. Paper's not flapping on the back of your hand, so you don't have to worry about that. And another feature about the paper is, for example, if you want somebody to be able to touch their lipstick up, it's really popular with wedding makeup artists. A lot of times, if you're not someone who sells a product to, you always have those people in the wedding party who want to be able to touch their lips up later and want you to leave the lipstick with them.
Right.
To keep from having to do that, you can put some lipstick directly on the paper, tear off the sheet, fold it, and hand it to them, and they can touch themselves up later.
You know what that reminds me of? That reminds me of, you know, how we used to do on the big period movies, where we used to give the background, like their lipsticks, and sometimes we would put it in like that wax paper or aluminum foil.
Yes.
So this is a great alternative.
Exactly. It's perfect. When you're doing background and you've made up 50 people for the day and there are 200 more people, the same makeup artist is not always going to be able to get back to the same talent. So if you tear off the paper and you give it to them with their lipstick on it and the next person, artist, comes along and asks, well, what color lipstick did you have on? There it is. And
it
so
is.
It's great for keeping up with continuity.
Right, exactly. So let me ask you a little bit about the palette sheets. How many of them come in the little pads?
There are 100 sheets on each tablet, and you can buy them in single packs or you can buy them in three packs.
Oh, so you can buy the palette sheets in 3-packs?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Yep.
Nice. So, let's see, I already asked you about that. Where can we purchase them, and how much are they?
You can purchase them online at Dablot, DABLOT.com, or if you're in New York, or you can go online to Alcone.
Mm-hmm.
And also Nigel's and Friends in L.A. sell them.
Mm-hmm.
In Atlanta, you can get them at Binders or Nelson Engineer Guy.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And hopefully Norcosco will be selling them, too. So go in Norcosco and ask.
Oh, okay. Perfect. So in Atlanta, you can get them at the Engineer Guy or Binders and go into Norcosco and ask. And
yes.
In New York. And in Alcone in L.A., North Hollywood, we can get them at Nigel's and Friends.
Uh-huh. That's exactly right.
That's
and,
perfect.
Yeah. I want to ask you and Kelvin both. This Kelvin.
Yes, I'm here. Oh, there
okay. I want to ask the both of you, because you're both working makeup artists. How do you balance being makeup artists and product owners?
I find it very challenging, personally.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of work. It really is. It's
mm-hmm.
For me, personally, it's a lot of work. Manufacturing
mm-hmm.
a product and learning about manufacturing a product.
Right.
Has
you're doing it all
definitely,
at the same time.
Yes, it's definitely been challenging. And then at work, you're there for 12 to 14 hours a day when you're on a show, doesn't leave a lot of time for sleeping. So.
Right. Well, you know, that's funny. Before we get to Kelvin's response, that's funny because, you know, with the two, because we're always complaining because it's the two of us, and we're thinking, okay, we're working, you know, we have this cosmetics line, and then we have this show, and it's like we always feel like, you know, we always feel like we're not really accomplishing anything. Although you're getting things done, it just feels like you're not accomplishing anything.
Definitely.
There's so much to do all the time.
Well, that's something that I have been trying to deal with. One thing for me that has been very helpful is having the mantra, because focus. I swear I have ADD because I feel like I'm always spinning out in so many different directions. You know, mentally, there are so many fires to constantly be putting out, and you want to just focus on one particular task at a time, but there's always something pulling
mm-hmm.
you in another direction. But I think the biggest thing for me has been to just really try to focus on one particular task at a time, so
mm-hmm.
I at least feel like I have some sense of accomplishment.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm.
What about you, Kelly?
Absolutely, Janice. What I find, it is very challenging. And I will tell you, like, I probably have had this Black Velvet Powder Puff completed maybe about a year and a half to two years ago. But I haven't been able to promote it the way that I need to because I've just been so busy. Again, just like, you know, she was just saying, we're on set for 12, 14 hours a day. You know, you have your family trying to balance those things, trying to get a little
mm-hmm.
workout in so you stay healthy. It's just
yes.
so much going on. The one thing that I'm really grateful for is before I started in the makeup artistry field, I used to be an engineer for a telecommunications company, and being in corporate really taught me how to multitask, how to utilize
mm-hmm.
my multitasking skills, and picking a good team, because you can't be everywhere at one time, and I'm so guilty of that. Like, I want to be the one, I want to be involved, but I'm so blessed because my mother, who is now retired, former salon owner, seamstress, designer, wedding coordinator, she has stepped up to the plate to help me produce these Black Velvet Powder Puffs, and she's just been amazing. And so now we are really about to go really strong with marketing and promoting and advertising.
Oh, wonderful. But, you know, that's the beauty of this show, and what we do on this show is to help people promote not just their businesses and their products, but to help them to promote who they are. So, you know, at any time, if you all wish to come back on the show, just as Patrice Coleman or just as Kelvin Myers, the makeup artist, you're more than welcome to do that at any time.
Well, thanks, Denise.
You're welcome.
Thank you. I love what you're doing, and it's exciting being here. And thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. But now, Patrice, can you give us a little hint as to what your new product is, or do we have to wait?
You have to wait. If I tell you, I'll have to kill you.
Well, Patrice, you can't.
I can't wait to try your puff.
Oh, me either.
Likewise, because, listen, I have to be very honest. I am a putting the product on the back of my hand type of guy, so I definitely am going to be purchasing your product because
I'm
going to
cure you.
I do. I cannot even be false right now. I have to be honest.
Well, you know what? When
I know.
And I was sitting here saying to myself, well, I know, Kelvin, because I think we talked about that
exactly.
The other Sunday about that, you know, putting the product on your hand, because I was sharing with him that I'm not one to like when people put products on their hand when they're doing my makeup, but the makeup artist at the counter when we were all there, I was talking about how soft his hands were, and I didn't have a problem with him because he was just so gentle and all that kind of thing. So I was like, I was a little bit more open to the product, warming it up on his hand type of thing. But I think, like my sister was saying, in the film industry, it's just hard to get away with that because
And you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right because you know I've done some shows and the you know actors are kind of funny. They're just like you said, and you know they're a little more anal than the average client. So I'm like, okay, I'm gonna have to make that change, that transition. You know, just to please them. Yeah.
Yes, you really, and it's so interesting because even though people tolerate it, even in a department store setting, there is still that cringe factor, but I think people feel less entitled to say something where if you're dealing with a professional actor, you know, they feel more entitled to say how they feel. But
absolutely.
In the department store, even though people aren't saying anything, I think oftentimes it's still in the back of their head, but they're just taking it. They just tolerate it.
Mm-hmm. Right,
and
right.
I've actually had an educator say to me, they have, and I'm not knocking it, and I think it's a good solution too, but they're, I'm not sure what the name of the product is, but it's kind of like a Band-Aid that you put on your hand, and then you just put the product on that Band-Aid, like a piece of plastic that attaches to your hand.
Right.
And someone was, an educator was telling me psychologically, the talent still does not want to see you put it on your hand.
Well,
so even though there's a barrier, they really don't want to see that still.
Well, you know, and here, you know, of course, from where I got started, it's a lot of, you know, old makeup artists, very popular makeup artists that use their hands, and that's kind of where I learned from. However, one of the things that I discovered that I like about using my hands, and I totally get what you're saying, Patrice, and I'm definitely going to have to make that transition, but your hand is body temperature. So if you're putting a cream or liquid or gel eyeliner, it really warms it up so it glides on a little bit easier. So that's one of the reasons why I've always done that. And I am all about sanitizing, but mentally, you know, psychologically, I absolutely understand that, and that's something that I'm going to be working on.
And this is the other thing. Okay, you feel comfortable about what's going on your hand, but you don't always know what's going on the person that you're touching.
And that's true. Absolutely.
So it goes both ways.
Preach, Patrice.
So you have to protect yourself as well as your client.
Yeah, because we do a lot of transferring in makeup application. You're right.
That's right. That's right. So it's a great tool it helps with speed, it helps save product, and it helps with cleanliness.
Well, I'm super excited.
Glad you mentioned that.
Well, thank you. And we're going to have to trade products, Kelvin.
Absolutely.
Well, Patrice, you can't tell us about your new product, but you can tell us what beauty is to you.
I can't tell you what beauty is to me. I think there's beauty in every body, in everyone, and I think it's almost like the God essence in every living thing.
Yes.
In every creation. And being able to enhance that is our job. But beauty is creativity to me. It's just the art of creation. That's what beauty is to me.
Well, thank you, Ms. Patrice. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Thank
you.
Hang on the line and listen to the remainder of the show if you have time. But we thank you. We appreciate you.
Sure.
All right. All right, and then I want to bring our next guest on. I've been wanting to get her on for a while, following her on Instagram, and I want to jump right in because she has her cosmetic line, but her first product is a nail polish. So I am bringing on Florida-based makeup artist, Shantae Hudson. Hold on. Welcome to the show, Shantae. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
Pretty good. Thanks for joining us tonight.
Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Tell us a little bit about how you started this cosmetic line. But the first product is nail polish, but I want to know a little bit also about just how you started as a makeup artist.
Well, I actually started doing makeup when I was in high school, and I've always loved makeup. But at the time, I didn't go to school or anything like that, so I didn't think that, you know, I would be able to, you know, do it. So I worked in customer service for years. I was working for American Express, I think, at the time. And I was just so tired of my job because that's not what I really, truly wanted to do. My heart was in the beauty industry. So I remember waking up one day and I was getting ready to go to American Express. And I just stopped myself in my tracks and I said, I'm not going. And I remember having a conversation with myself out loud. I said, I'm not going. I'm going to go to MAC, and I'm going to demand that they hire me. So I actually called my boss at the time, and I said, I'm not feeling well today. I said, I don't think that I'm going to, you know, be able to make it in. So she said, okay, well, you know, I said, you know what, I said, let me just be honest. I can't. I can't do this anymore. I don't think that I'm cut out for, you know, this, you know, position. And the only reason why I really was honest with her is because, you know, I had a relationship with her, and I did not want to leave, you know, just walk off of a job, because you shouldn't, you know, do that, because you never know, you
right.
know, what, you know, where life will take you. So.
Right.
I was honest with her, and she was like, thank you so much for your honesty. She said, you know, I knew that you weren't happy. And moving the story along, so I jumped in the car. I did my makeup. I went to the counter. I asked for the manager. She came out. I said, hi, I'm your newest employee, and I'm not going to leave until you give me a chance to do some makeup. And she just stared at me for a minute, then she laughed. She said, okay, well, let's go on back so you can do some makeup. And I actually did it, and she hired me the next day.
Nice.
So, and I worked for as a freelance makeup artist for MAC Cosmetic for about 5 years, and then I worked for 2 years with Bobbi Brown. So that's pretty much how I got started with makeup.
So you're a makeup artist. What inspired you to want to start this? And then why did you start with the nail polish first?
I started my makeup line because you know, while you work in the beauty industry, you know, you see a lot of things, you know, and everybody, you know, has their own dreams of doing something. So, you know, as I'm, you know, doing these things, I just said to myself, I have all this creativity. So the same way that these big companies are making it happen for themselves, I need to make it happen for myself. And I've actually had this dream since about 2000 of doing my own makeup line. It wasn't until I had my daughter in 2011 that I finally said, enough was enough. Because, you know, mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure the other makeup artists, you know this as well. It's very long hours. You sometimes, you know, when you're working, you know, for someone else, especially doing makeup, you're at that counter all day long. So you don't really get to go home, you know, and be with your family and do things on the weekend because you have to be at that counter working. And a lot of times they don't really necessarily care about what you have to do or care that you're a parent. It's pretty much about the job and nothing else. So I just said, I can't do it anymore. I have to start this because if I don't do it right now, then for one, I'm going to be teaching my daughter not to follow her dreams. And two, I'm just going to be miserable working at a counter all day.
Mm.
And as far as why I started with nail polish at the time was not what I wanted to start with. My goal was mm-hmm. to start with lipsticks and lip glosses. Mm-hmm. But I just started, you know, playing around with some designs, and I just said, you know what? I think I want to start with this first because I'm really big, you know, on creativity. So I had some ideas for it, and I said, I think I want to go with that first. But initially, it was going to be lipsticks and lip glosses. However, I am still going to do that as well, but I just, you know, kind of had a change of heart at the last minute and said I wanted to do nail polish, and plus I've always been intrigued with nails, even though I can't do them, but I'm intrigued by it.
Nice. So tell us the name of your polish and how you came up with that name.
Okay, the name of it is called Oso Dolish Polish. And I actually, I've had the nickname Baby Doll for years. When I get dressed up with my makeup and do certain looks with eyelashes, people tend to tell me that I look like a baby doll. So I actually was playing around with that term. And I said, you know, how can I come up with, you know, a name that's, you know, really girly, that represents me, that people, you know, will relate it to, you know, that name. So I just started playing with names. And then I came up with Dolish, and I said, And then I put an O in front of it, and I said, Oso Dolish. And I came up with that in, like, a day.
And that's actually the name of your cosmetics line, Oso Dolish.
Yes, it's Oso Dolish Cosmetics.
And how many colors do you have in your line?
Currently in stock right now, I have 40, but I have a total of 55 colors.
54.
A total of 55.
Wow. And like I said, when I first brought you on, I've been following you on Instagram. And one of the things that I see is apparently a lot of nail techs out there use your polish.
Yes.
What's some of the feedback that you've been getting from them?
Well, honestly, I can't say that I hear anything really negative because nothing that anyone, you know, ever says about my line, I will take it as a negative because, you know, when I speak with the nail techs, you know, I tell them, listen, you know, my thing is not nails, so I don't do nails. I'm not a nail tech. However, I do know quality. So I give them the opportunity to, you know, tell me, you know, hey, this color, you know, is maybe a little bit too thick, or maybe this color, you know, might have streaks, or whatever it is that they want to tell me, I leave it open for them to talk to me about it. And honestly, I can't say that I've heard anything that was bad about my line. A lot of them seem to use it a lot. They tag me a lot in it. I have some celebrity nail techs that even use, you know, my line and that endorse it, and I'm grateful for that.
absolutely. The polishes are absolutely beautiful, actually. The and the caps, where did that come from?
Well, I first started with the same lady that she designed it, Maggie. She and I were on the phone. We were on the phone like for about 3 hours, and we were just going over the logo. And I said, you know what? Everybody has a nail polish line or you know, they're coming out with some sort of, you know, product, you know, in the beauty industry. So I said, I have to come up with something that is going to, you know, really get me seen. So I started playing around with different designs, and we designed the logo, and I just said, you know, I want something that, you know, that stands out. So I contacted the manufacturer, and I spoke with them about, you know, the ideas that I had. I sent them a couple of the designs, and they took the designs that, you know, the vision that I had, and they sent me the sample of it, and I was in love with it. But I wanted to do something that exuded royalty, sort of. Mm. So, and it's something that was sassy. You know, my logo to me is very, very sassy, so everything had to be tied in together.
I was going to say that, you know, a lot of different manufacturers, you know, use some of the same packaging. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I've seen the actual bottle design, you know, with other you know, other products, other nail polishes, but I've never, of course, because, you know, you've designed it yourself, but I've never seen anything that elegant before on a nail polish. It's absolutely,
oh, thank you.
It's definitely eye-catching for sure.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And I think that definitely sets you apart. What is it about your polish that's different than everyone else's, or is it different?
Well, I won't sit up here and say that, okay, my nail polish is some magical bottle that, you know, the moment you put it on your nails, that they're just going to have this big shining light. So I won't say that.
Right.
But what I will say, you know, about my line is that I did take the time to test the quality of it. I did have all the say-so with picking the colors. I do listen to people when they talk about, you know, products, you know, like polish that might be too watery or polish that has a very loud smell to it, you know. So those are all factors that I took into consideration, you know, when I actually did my line. So it's really nothing different from another polish that you would, you know, necessarily buy from the store. But what I will say that sets me apart from it, for one, I have excellent customer service. For two, my packaging is to die for. And for three, back to one, I have great customer service.
I like that, back to one. Well, you know, I'm going to be honest with you. That is like the most important thing, customer service. You know, because when you think about it, you have all these nail polish brands out there. You have all these cosmetic brands out there. You know, you can, you know, everyone loves Ruby Woo from MAC. You can go to other cosmetic lines and find very similar reds or, you know, something close.
Exactly.
Or you can find an eyeshadow that looks like a Dior shadow from some other brand or whatever. But the bottom line is the customer service that you experience when you have to contact the lines or when you have to go to the actual stores or the counters to make a purchase. That's the important thing right there, is customer service. So I
exactly. Because they can go to any Target or Walmart and, you know, just look at my colors and say, okay, well, I like this color. Let me go down to Target and, you know, and go and pick it up. But as opposed to if they're dealing with me, you know, one-on-one and they like, you know, the interaction that I'm giving to them, plus they like the way that it looks, they're definitely going to come back. And I'm always reposting, you know, emails and conversations that I have, you know, with my customers, you know, about my customer service, and, you know, they're going to come back and they tell their friends. And it's just, it's been amazing,
you know, the feedback that I get about my line, and it's all over. You know, to have
now, are you
someone?
Let me ask you: are you totally working as? Are you working as a makeup artist and product owner, or are you just focusing totally on your line right now?
You know what? I have drowned myself into my line lately. I, from time to time, will do, you know, makeup. But honestly, all my heart, soul, sweat, and tears is, you know, right now into developing all the products, because it's extremely tedious.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to get, you know, the makeup part of it going before I really get back into, you know, doing the makeup part.
Right.
Like
so,
I said, from time to time I will, but it's basically I'm in the production part of it.
Gotcha. So, like, I asked you that because, you know, when I asked the other two artists earlier about how do they balance. So, you know, I mean, if you can do that, I think that's great, where you can kind of put that to the side and focus totally on your line, because basically that's what that business needs. It needs your full attention.
Right, because I've put it off for so long. Like I said, it's
mm-hmm,
been since
right.
2000. So I know
mm-hmm.
if I jump in like how, you know, they're working, then I will never, ever have any time to focus on myself. And that was the whole purpose of starting my own line, so I could, you know, work for myself.
Eventually.
So I could have
right.
my own brand, and that's very, you know, important to me.
Caller from the 305 area, so you may know that.
Okay.
Hello? Hello? Okay. I don't know what my next question to you was going to be. So what's next? What are you? Okay, you said you wanted to start off with the lip glosses and the lipsticks that you did polish. So what's next?
Yes. I'm actually the lipsticks and eyeshadows are
okay.
next. I'm currently in production for that. But again, I'm taking some time out to really focus on certain things. Of course, quality is extremely important, but I'm a really girly type of girl, so I want my packaging to look great as well, because,
mm-hmm.
you know, you have women that are not necessarily into makeup, but they will purchase it if it looks nice, because every woman wants to go in their bag and pull out that pretty lipstick and use it,
right.
you know, and have someone say, well, where did you get that? Oh, that's pretty. And that's, you know, usually what happens with my nail polish line. So I want to take some time with the packaging. So I'm actually still designing it, and I want to make sure that it's perfect. So even if it takes me another year to do that, I'm okay with that, because, you know, like a lot of people, you know, said to me, you came so hard with your nail polish line that, you know, we just can't wait to see what you're going to do next. And I don't want
right.
to disappoint them, so.
Well, where can we purchase the nail polish, and how much does it retail for?
It retails right now for $8 a bottle. And I actually have it in a few salons around Miami, and I have them listed on my Instagram. And I also have a website. And you can go to www.osodollish.com, and that's OSODOLLISH. And you can also follow me on Instagram, and I have the link to my website in my Instagram at The Doll Face.
The Doll Face. I love it. I'm going to try this call one more time. Let's see if we can get somebody.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. What's your name?
This is Dee Marie. I am calling to talk to Shantae.
Hi, Dee Marie.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine, love. How are you?
Good. I hear you, and I just wanted to say congratulations on everything, and I'm very proud of the success that you have become.
Thank you so much, sweetheart.
Now, have you tried the polish?
Why, of course, every single color. Which one you want to know about?
Your favorite. I want to know about
dedicated.
Your favorite.
Well, I always use wedding cake. That's the white polish. I actually believe I have 10 empty bottles right now sitting on my desk.
12.
Oh, 12. Correct, 12. Because I use them so much. I use them actually every day.
Yes, all the nail techs
nice.
Complain. They say that there's always no white. I said, well, you have to blame Dee Marie for that.
Yeah, because I'm known for having all the white polish.
What do you like about the polish in general?
To be honest, that's pretty hard to say in one answer. Other than the vibrant colors, like honestly, because the colors are very unique. You know, you kind of basically have your basic reds from OPI, your basic nudes from Essie, but you have different types of vibrant colors coming from Dollar Spot. So it's kind of the one coat, two coats, to me, they just shine better in my opinion.
And I can't remember, Shantae, I think you did, but give your website one more time.
Okay, it's www.osodolish.com, and that's OSODOLLISH.
Great. And one last question before you go, and that's what is beauty to you?
Beauty to me, beauty to me is a couple of things. Beauty to me is still being beautiful without anything on because you're such a great person with a great character that no matter what you have on or how much makeup you do not have on, you're still beautiful because you're a good person from the inside. And that's basically what it all boils down to, because we all can put on foundation. We all can make our eyebrows look, you know, great. But at the end of the day, people are more concerned with you on the inside when they're dealing with you one-on-one. And beauty for me is innocence, and beauty to me is also in children. It's a lot of innocence when it comes down to children.
Absolutely. Well, I want to thank you for joining us tonight, telling us about your polish. I want to thank Patrice Coleman and Kelvin Myers as well. Go out
thank
and support the blot, the Oso Dolish polish, and the KM, wait a minute, Kelvin, I think I'm going to mess it up, the KM Black Velvet Powder Puff. So make sure you guys all get your hands on all three of those things, and they have lots of colors for you to choose from. We thank you all for listening to the show tonight and for your support. Check back with us next week where we have makeup artist Rennie Vasquez will be here. So tell a friend, spread the word, and meet us back here again next week at 9 o'clock. Denise, have anything she wants to say before we go?
I do. Really quickly, I know we've talked about a couple of products tonight, but I just wanted to mention one of my favorite products. It's actually a facial cleansing brush. So much different to me than the Clarisonic. This brush is becoming very popular in Europe, in Africa, and hopefully soon in the United States. It's by a company called Foreo, and they have the Foreo Luna. Again, it's a facial cleansing brush, and I think soon in Sephora they will be carrying the Luna Mini. But the Luna retails for $199. The Luna Mini retails for $139. And then there's the Luna Pro, the one that I purchased. It's $299. But the Luna Pro is good for all skin types. The Luna is good for, they have three different ones, one's for combination skin, one's for sensitive normal skin, and one's for ultra-sensitive skin. And then the Luna Mini, I believe, is for all skin types as well. The Luna Mini has two different speed settings on it, and the Luna and Luna Pro have eight different speed settings. And this it promises an all-around cleaner, fresher, more radiant skin. You can get a deeper, gentler cleansing for a healthy-looking glow. And just let me speak about the gentler cleansing part for a second. With the other cleansing brushes, you know they have you know, of course, the brushes have bristles. Well, with the Luna, it's silicone. It's a silicone. The little bristles on the cleansing tool is made of silicone, and so it's very soft. The great thing about it is you don't change out the brush itself. You don't have to worry about changing out the brush heads because it's a permanent part of the facial tool. And again, it's very gentle. It's very soft. You have 8 different speeds, so you can kind of control the vibrations of the facial cleansing brush, and that's what I love so much about it. I was never really a believer in any type of facial brush until I tried the Foreo Luna. So you can get more information about that at foreo.com. That's Foreo.com. And again, you can follow us out on Facebook at Beauty Talk Online Radio. You can follow us on Twitter. We are beauty_talk. And on Instagram, we're beauty_talk_media. And for my favorite social network, BBM, you all can follow our Beauty Talk channel on BBM. And our PIN number on BBM is C002, E as in Edward, B as in boy, 072. I'll say that again. C as in cat, 002, E as in Edward, B as in boy, 072. And again, that's BBM Messenger, and you can download that at bbm.com.
All right. So again, thanks to Kelvin, Patrice, and Shantae. Thank you guys for listening. I know Francis and Alicia and Sharantina and some of our normal followers who are always following us are out there tweeting. I see you all. Thank you very much for your continued support. Viola, I'm sure she's out there. And just to our guest tonight, in about maybe 10 or 15 minutes, you can go out to the Blog Talk Radio page, and this interview will be up there. So if you want to take it and post it to your social media sites, or if you want to email it, whatever you want to do with it, you are more than welcome to do whatever you want with it. So it'll be up there in about 10 or 15 minutes. Again, thank you all, and to everybody, have a beautiful and blessed week. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.